Most likely would say they is many things.
They
there
is.
They is.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying there are, you might say they is.
They is.
That comes back to me.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color
are or is?
Which would you use?
That goes back to about the same thing. They say are today, but because education is becoming more universal.
Uh-huh.
But back 50, 60, 70 years ago, they'd say is,
mm-hmm.
they is.
What color is those roses?
What color is those roses, yes.
Uh-huh. And you might say, yes, those roses is or are?
Is them roses. That's
them roses.
Is them roses.
Them roses is
that's
yellow?
That's what they would have said
them
50,
roses,
60 years ago.
Them roses is yellow.
What color is them roses?
Uh-huh. I see. And if I had said, if I ask you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
ain't.
Uh-huh. Would you say ain't or hain't there?
Like I told you a while ago, the hain't was used more than ain't.
More hain't, more than ain't.
Use it. Ache and there, your ache sound.
If you say, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it, no, it want, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Weren't.
No, it weren't.
Weren't.
I see.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
It is.
And sometimes I've heard, no, it wasn't.
Well, that's more modern.
I see. And if you think that it's right...
They might say, no, it ain't.
No, it ain't. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say,
he does something on your
he shouldn't, or oughtn't, or dasn't, what have you heard there?
They never use that doesn't down here.
They don't.
Much. It's used some. Very few people use that doesn't.
More likely that they'd say what? You shouldn't, or oughtn't?
Ought.
Ought. All right. You ought to do that.
Is that a new one on you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's new.
Well, I've heard that.
Ought.
That used to be in common use. Ought.
Uh-huh.
O-R-T, ought.
That's good. You say... If I ask you if you can do something and you're not sure about it, whether you can or not, you say, well, yes, I... You say might, or might could, or might can.
I just don't know.
do you hear people expressing say...
Doubt, just.
Might could?
Not J-U-S-T, but just, yes, I just don't know.
Uh-huh. Do you use the word might very much?
Might, yes.
Uh-huh.
I might be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I might do this, I might do that.
If you lose your balance, you say, fell down?
No, I don't hear.
Say, if you lose your balance,
I fell kablam.
Fell kablam? I suppose you didn't fall. Suppose you say, like to fell.
I like to fail.
Like to fell. I almost fell.
They use that word for like sometimes, L-A-C-K.
I see. I like to fell.
I like. I like to fell. I like
okay.
to fail.
Okay. And
see what you mean?
These are pronunciations. How do you think these words are pronounced in this area? A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is 10.
One dime.
A penny.
One dime, 10 cents.
All right. And he has lived here ever. So yeah. You have lived here ever. Ever. How would you say since?
Since.
Since.
60 cents.
Uh-huh. And
that's usually has been all the way back years. On the whole, has been used pretty accurately.
Ever since.
Ever since.
Uh-huh.
I've lived here ever since. Certain year.
Uh-huh. And on December 25th, what greeting do you give people when you meet them?
Merry Christmas.
Merry? Do you ever say Happy Christmas
Happy
in this
Christmas.
Area?
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, too, is that right? And if you put a wiener in a
Joyous
bun...
Joyous Christmas?
Joyous, uh-huh. If you put a wiener in a bun, you call it a what?
A wiener... In a bun, you call it a...